Good evening and welcome to the Radio Ranch. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live this March 23rd, 2017. Welcome to 7x70. Going to get a little bit out of Joe tonight. Might get to some current events and we'll have the phone lines open. So if you want to call in, we'll be here. We'll be right back. And again, welcome to 7x70. That kind of pertains to forgiveness. How often, Lord, should I forgive my brother? Seven times? I'll forgive him seven times. And Jesus said, I didn't say seven times, but 70 times seven. So we see that his ways are greater than our ways, but we are to attain to his ways. And hopefully we'll get something out of this program that will help you do that. Again, welcome to 7x70. This is Range Wrangler Richard, and we are coming to you live this March 23rd, 2017. And I'm glad to get in. I've been out on the tractor just about all day, having to drag the fields. The radio ranch here is a working horse and cattle ranch, and it's that time of the year that the cattle have been out, and they've made a mess all over the fields. And the snow, the rain is coming. And so I've been out on the tractor dragging all day, and it's been warm today, but it has cooled off. It's dropped about 30 degrees, and we've got snow in the forecast for tonight and a little winter storm watch, but it's springtime, and that happens. And so I'm glad to be inside, glad to be on the radio with you tonight. We're going to read a little bit of his word, and we'll take some phone calls if we get them. But more than anything, we're going to praise our Heavenly Father. And we're going to start in prayer, so I'll ask you to join me. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to be here at the Radio Ranch, Lord, to ride in the tractor, to drag the fields, Lord, to see your beauty, the beauty of your landscape, Lord, the color that you give. You let us see the grass just waiting to explode, Lord. We see the little tendrils of green grass starting to grow. And Lord, I would thank you for the clouds, the beautiful cloud formations you bring in, Lord. And thank you for the snow and the rain that you're bringing tonight. Thank you that here we are in the spring of the year, the very beginning of the year, the spring, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the new life that abounds. And most of all, I thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to counter the works of the enemy. I thank you, Jesus, that you come to bring that abundant life for all that will turn to you, for all those that will return to you. And I claim that abundant life for myself and my wife and my family and for your remnant, Lord, that life and life abundant. And we come against the schemes of the devil, the liar that he is, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we recognize him for what he is. And we come against him. We stand against him. And we stand for you, our Lord Jesus. And we know that greater are you that are for us than anything that can come against us. Thank you for your remnant, Lord. Strengthen them. Draw them closer to you. Draw them into your word, even here in this busy Babylonian captivity that we're in, Lord. Draw your remnant, your people, to your word. I pray that you would do that, Lord, and that your people would find comfort and solace in your word. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Father, be with me tonight. guide and direct my words and my thoughts for this broadcast. Let it be a blessing to your people, and let it encourage them to love and good deeds, Lord, and let them draw closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. And amen. Well, we do have the phone lines open tonight, 307-745-5913, if you want to give a call. And let's see, it looks like, yeah, we're broadcasting out good, so we will be glad to take your call if you'd like. Again, 307-745-5913. Well, here we are, almost finished with March. We've just begun the new solar year of 2017. Of course, that began on the 20th, and that was the day one of Abib, the spring equinox. And so we had our 91st days. Well, the next date to recognize that is fast approaching is the Passover. And it is a most important time of recognition. It's a most important Bible holiday, basically, to recognize. And that is coming up on April 2nd. It's the 14th day of Abib. Abib starts on the spring equinox. And it really is as simple as that. Now the calendar that we have hanging on the wall may show you a different Passover. That's going to be the Jewish Passover. That's not the Passover we're emphasizing that you keep. But there is the Passover, April 2nd. And a couple scripture verses in Leviticus 23:5, it tells us, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. And that does not line up exactly with our calendar today to be January 14th. That's not how, you know, our calendar doesn't line up with the biblical calendar. But the people of the Bible, you know, for the most part, were an agricultural people. The Adamites, Adam, was created to tend the garden. And so the new year begins with the spring equinox. And so we will be having a Passover service, the good Lord willing, at the LaPorte Church of Christ. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, for the Passover service. Maybe in the twilight, maybe 6-7 p.m. Mountain Time, something like that. So we'll invite you and encourage you to make a day of it. I think that's what we will do. We'll make a day of it at the church, and so we encourage you to do the same. In Deuteronomy 16:1, we are told, observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. And of course, that is to be an everlasting remembrance of Exodus 12:23. It says, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your house to smite you. And so it is again to be an everlasting remembrance. If you are not very familiar with the Passover, if you're not very familiar with the day starting at noon, then we encourage our pastor's book, Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy in Calculating the Passover. You can read that book at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. If you'd like it, I think we asked for a $6 or $8 donation. It's it's full of illustrations and biblical scriptures and principles that will show you the Bible calendar being an agricultural calendar and starting on the spring equinox and then 14 days later being the true Passover. And that book is Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy, and we'd be glad to send it to you. And our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado 80535, and we are on the web at scriptures4america.org, and you can click on the SFA store there if you want to buy that book there. And you can send me an email to preacher at sfaw.org. That's preacher at sfaw.org. And if you want, I'll send you the book out, Solar Sanity versus Lunar Lunacy. The Passover is one of the most important times and one of the most important dates to recognize and to remember. Now, we understand today that Christ is our Passover, but Christ is also the door. And so there's a little bit more to it than just reading that, well, today Christ is the Passover. Well, good. Well, in the Old Testament, there were things that you had to do. Yes, you had to believe that God was going to pass over the houses that were marked with the blood, but you had to apply the blood. And it really is not very different today. You really want to have the blood applied to your life. No, we are not advocating killing a lamb and getting the blood and painting the doorpost and the lintel. No, Christ is our Passover today. We are in the New Covenant, in the New Testament, and we realize that, we understand that. But we are still to honor Him together, to recognize this most important day. What have you got to lose? Maybe miss a ball game on TV or something like that, or some filth that the enemy has put in for some programming that you and your family just have to watch. Oh, we just have to watch it. The DVD recorder's full, and I just don't have time Sunday night. I have to catch my program. Well, if your program on TV is more important than Jesus Christ, more important than the Lord's Passover, then so be it. Just recognize that for what it is. Recognize that as a choice that you make. Because we can do that. We can do that. I was able to bring a short message last Sunday, and that was part of it, was that we have a choice. We can choose to serve our Lord. We can choose to make the tree good and therefore the fruit good. Or we can choose to make the tree bad and therefore the fruit will be bad. So it truly is a choice. See, the instinct that we have, it's not like a dog that's going to jump into the lake if you take it, because it just has an instinct to do that, or to chase a cat. That is not the instinct we have. If any instinct we have, it's the instinct to sin, because all men are born into sin in this world. But we have a choice. You have a choice to read your Bible or not. You have a choice to observe the Lord's Passover. And between now and then, we're going to remind you of it. We're going to continue to invite you to come. And we're going to pray about it. We ask you to pray about it as well. Pray that we bring a good Passover service there on April 2nd from the La Porte Church of Christ. And pray as to whether you should join us or not. If you're not familiar with it, you've got time to get the book, Solar Sanity. I think it's on the website. You can even read it. And if you call yourself a Christian, you know, we are what we do, not so much what we say we are. We may say that we are this or that. We may say that that we're a Christian. But what do we do? What do we think? And a Christian will observe the Passover. So, enough said on that. April 2nd, 2017 is the Passover. We encourage you to join us. Our phone lines are open tonight, 307-745-5913, if you want to give a call in tonight. I don't know if I'll get the headlines or not. Oh, what a mess. They don't seem to change. Every few weeks, another Westminster, UK, another terror attack that they say is not a terror attack. Oh no, this killing and running over people and shooting people. Oh no, this has been stabbing. This is not a terror attack. No, done by an Islamist saying Allah Akbar and I came to die for Allah. No, that's not an Islamic attack. No. Well, they may believe that. They sure say it enough. And then they get, a few weeks later, they get an opportunity to say it again. I don't know if we'll get there tonight or not. I hope that you are reading your Bible. I hope that you are. We're in Job, the book of Job, and the Bible reading plan this year is a little different. It's by category, so you're in a book or two or a theme for about a week, and then you go to something else. And so we won't get, this is the second time we're in Job this year, and we will not get all the way through Job. But Job is I can't say that it's one of my favorite books of the Bible. It's not. It's tough reading. It's tough reading, but nobody said this was going to be easy. But Job, especially the middle part, you know, the beginning when it starts, that kind of keeps your attention, and the end when Job is talking with God and things are restored to Job. Well, that sure, things are happening. Wow, things are happening, and so the beginning and ending of Job seem to very easily catch your attention. I know they catch mine, but the meat of Job, of him with his trials and tribulations that have come upon him and his so-called friends, it is tough reading. There's no doubt. But I encourage you to get through it. We are tough people, and reading through the book of Job is not one of the top 10 tough things in your life. It should not be. And so Job's suffering as it is, it seems to be worsened by the arrival of his four so-called friends, who seem to accuse him of causing his own trouble by maybe a secret sin, or they go on and on and say, well, God deals with the God deals justly with the upright. And a couple things come to mind here in the middle of the book of Job. And one is, there are times that we have friends that are troubled, that might be in trouble, that might be hurting, that might have had health issues come upon them, or financial problems, or job loss, or family loss, or whatever. We at times have friends. The prayer chain that we take in is full almost every week, and many times it's friends that we have that are having problems. And we have, remember, we have the book of Job. We want to help, right? We have a friend that's sick, or someone that's going through a divorce, or someone whose child is turned away from the Christian walk, or whatever it may be. We want to help. We want to say the right thing. We want to help. Whether it's bringing a plate of macaroni and cheese over, or whatever it may be. I think we have one reason, or one way we can look at the book of Job, is that these friends wanted to help. And the advice they gave is good advice. It just wasn't applicable. That's how I see these friends. Because when you read what these friends say, in just saying them, they're true. They're appropriate. I'll give you an example. Here in the Bible reading is verse 23, or chapter 23 and 24. About Job, and Job is speaking, but right earlier in 22, Job chapter 22, Eliphaz accuses and then exhorts Job, and so he it's like they're trying. Of course, they're being wordy and airy and full of wind. That's what we read the description here. But there's a few verses in Job that I just want to read, and see if that applies. Let's take a look. It's Job 22, starting in verse 21. Yield now and be at peace with him. Thereby good will come to you. Please receive instruction from his mouth and establish his words in your heart. If you will return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness far from your tent and place your gold in the dust, the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks, Then the Almighty will be your gold and choice silver to you. For then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. Now, that is biblical. That is biblical advice. That is biblical truths. Yield now and be at peace with Him. If we stop trying to chase after that so-called dollar, that Almighty they call it, you know, it's blasphemous to call it that. If we do yield, we can be at peace with Him. Receive instruction from His mouth, His word. That's where it comes from. Return to the Almighty and be restored. How many times, we've talked about it here. I know I've talked about it. How many times does God say, return to me, return to me? And God is a rewarder, I think I said that right, of those that do good. If you do good, God will reward you. Now, that doesn't mean you'll win the lottery for helping some old lady across the street. No, we're beyond that. But He is a rewarder of those that do good. And He says, return to me. And when we do return to Him, it is not without benefit. And so this advice that Job's friends give, when you read through it, I encourage you to look at it that way. It's good advice. It's just not in the application of going. You know, it's not the right time. It's not the proper time. It's not. It doesn't apply. Just like the heading in verse 22 is Eliphaz accuses and exhorts Job. Job had not sinned. Now, Job was born into sin, but Job had no hidden sin other than, you know, some arrogance that maybe we all have. In Job 42:2, stepping a little ahead, Job says, I know that thou canst do everything. And remember, we have the benefit of reading the end of the story. We have the benefit of knowing that God is going to restore Job's health. He's going to heal him. He's going to restore everything that was taken from him. Well, let's apply that to our lives. There may be times that we lose things. There may be times that, whether it's health or jobs or vehicles, family, whatever, that things that we don't have them anymore, that they're taken away from us. We have the story of Job to show us that God is a God of restoring. God is an almighty God, and He is in control. If we believe Him, if we believe His word, Romans 8:28 is still there, that God works all things for good for those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. Well, Job sure loved God. Job was called according to His purpose. And all this happened to Job and it worked out for good. It worked out for good. And so we have to remember that trouble isn't necessarily a sign of sin in a person's life. It really wasn't with Job. Job didn't have, he wasn't a closet fornicator. You know, he didn't have pornography chipped in stone under his bed. You know, that is not how Job's life was. Romans 8:28, God works all things for good for those that love Him. I've said it before. We can't control the all things, but we can control and we can choose to love Him or not. And of course, His word says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So it's not just a choice to have a feeling. Well, I love God, and that's it. Well, if you love Him, you will keep His commandments. You'll love your neighbors yourself. You won't lie. You won't steal. You won't covet. And the rest of this stuff. It's a lifestyle to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. If we say that we love him, we should show that we love him by being a doer of the word, by keeping the commandments, by doing what his word says do, by taking the advice of Eliphaz, yielding now and being at peace with him, receiving instruction from his mouth, from his word, establishing his words in your heart. How do you do that? How do you do that? I'm not... Bible, just memorizing Bible scripture is tough. It is. I understand that. But when you read and it applies, then it is much easier to establish his words in your heart, to know in your heart that you're not going to lie, to know in your heart that you're going to turn away from evil, that you're going to turn away from sin when it pops up, because it does. You can't walk through the checkout line at the big box store or the grocery store without sin and pornography staring at you, staring down at you. You can't. And that's why we are to be in this world, but not of it. It says, then you will delight in the Almighty. Then you will, when you've done these things. Well, Job was delighting in the Almighty. Job was exalting in his trials and tribulations as much as he could, as much as any human could. We still talk today of the patience, right? The patience of Job. He waited on the Lord. And sometimes we have to do that. I speak to people and minister to people sometimes on the phone and through email, and we're just like the rest of the world. We want it now. We want it now. What do you mean wait? I don't want to wait. I have a headache now. I want to take a pill and the headache's gone. I want to know the weather. I want to push a button on my phone. I want it now. I want to know. I want to talk to somebody. I want to push a button. I want to call them. I want to talk to them now. I don't want to get a machine. I don't want to get their voicemail. I want to talk to them now. If I got a problem in my life, I want to talk to God. I want to say, God, fix it, and I want it taken care of now. We are, get it done. I want it done right now. But that's not how God is. That's not how God is. That's not how he was with Job. That's not how he was with Joseph. Remember the story of Joseph? He is 17 when he's thrown in the pit. And I think the Bible talks about he's 30 when he comes to rule in Egypt. And so 13 years. And then you've got the time of good years, and then the time of famine, and so it's over. It spans a large amount of time, and you may think, well, I have this problem now, and I want it fixed now. I don't want to wait 13 years. Oh Lord, that can be a prayer. That can be a prayer. Lord, I don't want to wait 13 years like Joseph did. How about Abraham? Abraham was, 20 years from the time that God told him that he would be the father of many nations and changed his name until Sarah became pregnant? About 20 years? That is more in line with God's timing. We have to remember that. I have to remember that. I'm as impatient as anybody. I want it now just as much as anybody does. But we have to remember that God's timing, God tells us, he says return to me, but he also says we are told to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord. This advice that Eliphaz gives in Job 22, 21, establish his words in your heart. That doesn't mean, you don't just read it and it's done. That's not establishing his words in your heart. But you may establish his words in your heart by reading his word daily, by praying, by having fellowship with Christians, by sharing the gospel. That all those things contribute. All those things establish his word in your heart. So the book of Job tells us, it teaches us many things. One of them is that God may allow, he may allow, just as he allows blessings to come into our lives, he may also allow adversity to come into our lives to draw us closer to him. I don't know about you, but when it hits the fan in my life, that's when I hit my knees. And then I repent for not hitting my knees more. And so, it again, it's not necessarily that we have sin in our life, but that God wants to, God has a purpose. God wants us to grow. And when we do have problems, we draw closer to him. We've got a caller here. Let's see if we can get the buttons pushed. Good evening. Welcome to 7 times 70. Oh, well, we tried. The phone line's working, 307-745-5913. Going to make me talk the whole 55 minutes, I guess. Well, let me take a sip here. And the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. I gave a testimony a few weeks back. A couple weeks back on March 12th on Sunday, and I brought my son up, my son David, my middle son, and he had just turned 19. And I can tell you, 19 years ago when he was born, he from his waist up, he looked like you had grabbed him by the heel and dipped him in dark blue printer's ink. He had stopped breathing, and I tell you, that adversity comes, it's a time for prayer. It sure is. Now, two lines ringing. We'll see how it works. Good evening. Welcome to 7 times 70.
Hello, Richard. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I need prayers for my son, Aaron. Remember I told you he wanted to join the National Guard?
Uh-huh.
So he decided he wanted to join the National Guard, which is okay.
Okay.
So pray for him, please.
We will do it.
He's going to go training this weekend.
Okay.
So pray for him, and also pray for my sister that she's trying to find a place for my dad, like an apartment. So he needs prayers, too, and
okay.
My sister.
All right. We'll sure do it.
And my family.
We'll sure do
right?
it. We will. I'll sure pray and I've still got to send a prayer chain out for today, and I'll add these to it when we get off the air and send them right out.
We'll sure do it, B. Have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
And another line ringing. Let's take it. Good evening. Welcome to 7 times 70.
Yeah, Richard, this is Joe.
Hey, good evening, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I really can't hear you that well. My phone is very low on batteries, but so I'm on the speaker phone here in Pennsylvania. We're on the cusp of in the legislature where we're about to have an exemption, like an opt-out type of thing is what they're calling it, for this smart technology that they're forcing on the people. And so, in listening to the other caller there, I was going to ask if we could have prayer for that. I was going to call in yesterday and request it, but I missed the prayer meeting yesterday. So,
well, we sure can. There's no time like now for prayers. So. Well, Heavenly Father, we lift up this deal that Joe is talking about, Lord, this opt-out of the smart technology that they call it. And so, Lord, we pray for thy will to be done. Lord, we pray that you will allow this opt-out to be available for your people. Lord, that they can opt out of these smart meters and the smart technology, whatever it entails, Lord. I've seen a lot of it here. And so we just pray that, Lord, that, again, thy will be done, but, Father, we would sure like to have that option. We'd like those in Pennsylvania to have that option, to be able to opt out. And Lord, we pray as B requested, Lord, for her son Aaron joining the National Guard, and that, Lord, you would just, I'm sure you've got some angels that don't mind wearing a little camo. And so, Lord, in obedience to your word, we commission angels to go with Aaron and to protect him, to guard him in the guard, so to speak, and to keep him on your straight and narrow, Lord. So many turn, so many from that have good upbringings, Lord, when they get into the military, they turn. They commit that sin that so many of us have, Lord, that they just become like everybody else. And so be with Aaron and protect him. And, Lord, be with B's sister and her dad, and help with this apartment, and help with we ask your healing. And, Lord, we speak your peace onto their household, and we speak health and healing to B's sister and to her dad. We pray this to your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, Richard.
All right, Joe. Glad to do it.
Take care now.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Hey, you never know what kind of phone call you're going to get. 307-745-5913 is the number. And we can sure pray if that's the meetings. Jason hosted the prayer meeting last night. I had a fire meeting last night that had to attend. And so Jason was gracious enough to step in and host that. And I caught the very last bit of it as I was returning back. And then we had a great testimonies on the Hope is Alive program. So if you didn't get that Hope is Alive will replay on Friday night. So I encourage you to tune into that. We're seeing some good gains in that area, and I'll leave it at that. We really are. Well, as we're reading Job again, I was talking about that it's not necessarily sin that happens in a person's life that causes problems. Sometimes God will allow it to get us to draw closer to Him. And I can tell you, I sure did. I when my son was born, my middle son, and he wasn't breathing, and he was blue from the waist up. And what else can you do? What else can you do but pray? Oh, you can try to we try to blame somebody. We might try to blame the doctor or the anesthesiologist or whatever. That doesn't do any good. But what does do good is pray. And I prayed. And I prayed. And I got my Bible down off the shelf. And I read more. And I drew nearer to God. And after 10 days in ICU, the boy got to come home. He was fine. But we drew closer to God. And we certainly confessed any sin that we might have that was unknown to us. And our pastor taught us to do that. There's times that we may be sinning, we may have unforgiveness in our life, and not even realize it. And so we can confess that. We can confess our sin, both known and unknown. And we certainly are to do that in good times and bad, on the mountain as well as in the valley. That is a good thing to do. But again, we learned from Job that just because there are trials or tribulations does not mean that there is a hidden sin. There are times that God just allows it to have His purpose. I don't think we get into it in this reading, but a little bit later, when Job is talking with God and tells him that I know thou can do everything. It the implication there and through the whole book is just that Job and of course us, but that Job should just trust God and trust God's ways. That see we have the advantage now because we have Romans 8:28. And Job didn't have that. Job didn't have that, but we do now. So when we have these trials, and God forbid we have the problems and the plagues that Job had, But when we have our little trials, when we have problems at work, when we have problems at school, when we have problems with our vehicles, when we have problems at home with the spouse or the children, and when we have, if we have problems at church, God works these things out. Romans 8:28 tells us that he works all things for good for those that love him. We need to have that word in our heart. And we need to realize that. We need to read it. We need to say it out loud. We need to hear it. We need to believe it. And then we need to live it. We need to live it. That he works all things for good for those that love him. And see, there again is that choice. Do you choose to love God? Everybody wants the blessings of God. I do. And I'm sure you listening in that you do as well. But as our pastor taught us, there's no free lunch. There's a price to be paid. Now, certainly the gift of salvation is a free gift. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the benefits, the blessings, the blessings in the here and now. And they come from being a doer of the word. Well, I'm going to play a song. I've got to take a sip of water here. And again, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you want to give a call, we've still got about 10 minutes left in the program. And I think I've got a Carl Klang song here. And I would say pray for Carl. I haven't heard from Carl in quite a while. We still play his music occasionally. But pray for Paul, for Carl. We'll be right back.
Awake, O Israel, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee. Thou art my chosen, for I have called thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather all those who gather. They will possess their land. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Out from the furnace, out of affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And for your iron, I'll give you silver. For your brass, I'll give you gold. Awake, America, rise from your slumber, and the truth shall set you free. Hosanna. From out of Zion comes your Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
don't know about you, but that song speaks to me. Return. Awake, America. Awake, awake, awake. In reading Job 23, that's kind of what we're talking about tonight. Trying to encourage you to be reading your Bible. All the answers are there. They are. They really are. All the answers. In Job 23, it starts off, "Then Job replied, 'Even today my complaint is rebellion.'" Even today my complaint is rebellion. And that shows, that should put things in perspective. We are blessed so much above all the other peoples. We are blessed above the Chinese. We are blessed above the Zulu. We are blessed above the Alaskan Native. We are blessed among all people. And so our very complaint is rebellion. How about that? Even and to me, I this came to mind. I flipped over to Philippians. Philippians 2:14 says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent." See, there's that doing of the word. You can say whatever you want, but do you do all things without grumbling? Because to Job, that grumbling was rebellion. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom, excuse me, I got the hiccups here, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I will have reason to glory. Holding fast the word of life, doing all things without grumbling or disputing. Ask yourself, do you? I have to. I find out there's times that I'll do things, but I'm muttering under my breath, and I need to not do that. We all need to not do that. That is one of the lessons from Job, that even my complaining is rebellion. How about that? Well, then don't complain, and you won't sin. Don't complain, and you won't be in rebellion. Do all things, it says in Philippians 2:14, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Remember, the word tells us to, if as we work unto the Lord, as if unto the Lord, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent. Again, there's that doing, there's that making the right choice, choosing to grumble or have dispute, or choosing not to. That's a choice. Choosing to pray or not to. Choosing to read your Bible or not to. That's really what it comes down to. Well, that's about all I've got tonight. No, it wasn't much, but it is from reading from the Word. And again, we encourage you to read your Bible. You read through Job 23, 24 today, 25, 26 tomorrow, 27, 28 Saturday. It's not hard. That's not hard. You can sit down and read that much. And then next week, on Sunday, we start with Isaiah, about the second part of Isaiah. So we have the Bible reading plan at the website, scriptures4america.org. Each month is up there. We can mail you one if you'd like. We sent the calendars out that have the Bible reading plan earlier in the year to all those that were on the Dragon Slayer newsletter list. If you would like to get the Dragon Slayer newsletter, I've given our address out. I'll give it one more time. Our address is Scriptures for America, SFA, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And you can write and request a sample newsletter. Our email is preacher, P-R-E-A-C-H-E-R, preacher at SFAW. Sam Frank Applewindow, SFAW.org is our email. And I can we can email you. We'd be glad to email you a fully interactive, color, printable, readable PDF file. Usually about 2 meg is the size of the Dragon Slayer, or I can put you one in the mail and stick a stamp on it. Either way. But we would be glad to send it out to you. Well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate the phone calls. And we ask you to keep that in Pennsylvania in your prayer, and keep Bea and her family in your prayer, if you would. She would sure appreciate it, and her family will as well. Well, thank you again for joining us. We encourage you again to tune in tomorrow night for the replay of the Hope is Alive program. If you didn't catch it last night, it'll be a blessing to you if you do. And then we encourage you to join us Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, and 9 o'clock on the East Coast for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And I think we'll all be here this Saturday, good Lord willing. And we'll have the phone lines open again. And we'll talk about some current events and have our coffee and our Bible and who knows. So we encourage you to, we are doing what we can to provide ways and means of fellowship. Now it's up to you to take advantage of those ways and means. Well, anyway. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. And those that support us, we thank you. Know that we pray for you and all of the all that we know, all of the remnant we know, and we just lump the remnant in and pray for all of them as well. And so, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless you and keep you, those of you that are His. May His face and countenance be upon you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be right back.